A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into the buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus, it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both new and old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and my sisters in Christ, we hear in the first reading the prophet Jeremiah saying, "Indeed, like the clay in the hand of the potter, so you are in my hand, O house of Israel." He brought out this image of the relationship between the potter and the clay. To remind us that God is our owner. God is the one that created us. And we know that naturally the clay submits to the potter. And the finished product is always very admirable, very beautiful to all onlookers. And so, total submission of the potter to the clay brings us the concept, the plan that the potter has for the clay. And for us human beings, we are a special type of clay. A clay that has as its part of its constituent element, the will, the human will, the will to decide. And that is where the problem lies sometimes. That God, who is potter par excellence, is not able to bring out his concept, his design sometimes. It is not because of his inability. It is because the potter, who is a human being, has will to say no or yes. So that is where the problem lies sometimes. And so in this kind of situation, the prophet Jeremiah said to the people of Israel, and is saying to us all, "Can I not do to you, O house of Israel, as this potter has done, says the Lord?" Today we celebrate Peter Chrysologus. He cooperated with the potter. In the midst of all distraction, all temptation, he cooperated. And we could see the fruit of his cooperation in what he used to say to his flock. And he was known as the man with the golden words. John Chrysostom is regarded as the one with the golden mouth, but him is known as the man with the golden words. That is fruit of cooperation with the clay. And also, he has one famous admonition. I read it in a Catholic culture in the website. And he says that if you laugh with the Satan, with devil, you will not be able to laugh, rejoice with Jesus Christ. Very profound. So he wants us to rejoice because the plan of the potter is for us to be with him on the same page and always rejoice. And today also we celebrate Blessed Solanus Cassi. I think most of us we are familiar with him. And he also cooperated with the potter. As a priest, it was said that his knowledge of theology was judged to be weak, and he was not given permission to hear confession, neither to preach. And that was very devastating. Imagine a priest who cannot hear confession, who cannot preach. Of what use would be the priest? So that was his situation. And a Franciscan Capuchin, who knew him very well, said that this annoying restriction brought forth in him the greatness and holiness that might never have been realized in any other way. So you see, a fruit of cooperation. So cooperation is very, very necessary. It is a struggle. It can involve pain. And we must always realize and never forget that if there is no pain, there cannot be gain. And today, from the report so far, that the COVID is resurging because of lack of cooperation. People are not using their face masks. They are not keeping the social distance. They go to stream. They go to the beaches and they are clogged together. And it is coming up. COVID can be defeated. COVID-19 can be defeated. We need cooperation. And finally, in the gospel, we must be tired of this gospel of St. Matthew about the kingdom. But we must never be tired. Because Christ, in his wisdom, used 7 parables to describe just one theme. Because the theme is important. Just one topic. And the church, in our wisdom, spread it for us to meditate upon it for over 3 weeks now. It is because that is the result, that is the reward that the potter want to give to his people, the kingdom of God.